as we get set for WrestleMania.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
They awoke the dragon and challenged the both of you for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships at WrestleMania!
This isn't the house that AJ Styles built! This house was built long before AJ Styles ever stepped foot in this ring! This is the house that Randy Orton built!
Guys like you would not have made it in my world.
The game. There is nothing that this man hasn't done in this business except beat me. Give it to me. Give me what I want.
You want me at Mania? Is that what this is about? You're on.
I was just a kid with a dream, and that dream has damn near come true.
Kofi Kingston, unlike me, is nothing more than a B-plus player.
Shane, you deserve an ass-whooping from me at WrestleMania.
Brothers, like me and you,
we are the greatest tag team in all of space and time.
Welcome to the Usos Penitentiary.
But the man is back, back on my own two feet. I'm back in the main event of WrestleMania.
I'm going to embarrass and humiliate both Charlotte and Becky on the grandest stage of them all.
I was chosen to get the job done.
Fight with the beast, Brock Lesnar.
We are gonna beat Brock Lesnar.
And Seth Rollins to the midsection. The injured midsection of Levis has an opportunity, but he's picked out of midair by Brock. And Brock with an F5.
But don't you dare step to the beast's throne.
RKO.
The best in the world.
That one last match to end my career.
Finally, The Rock has come back.
The big dog is back.
Welcome to E Society Podcast.
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show, E Society Podcast, episode 140. This is going to be a really quick one. You know, it's WrestleMania season. WrestleMania is taking place in New York next Sunday, April 7th. April 7th. And New Jersey at MetLife Stadium, where the home of the New York Giants and New York Jets. I wish I could be there, but spent too much money up in Seattle. But before I go, man, you guys know the Zisu's always with me. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
And then we got our brother from up north, the brutal one himself. We got Brian from The Horror Returns. What's up, man?
What's up? Thanks for having me.
We're good. What you guys got going on at Horror Returns and Saddle Up and all the other stuff you guys got?
Well, as far as Saddle Up, Jay, Gene, and Patrick just did a commentary on Blazing Saddles. Yes. And as far as the Horror Returns, we got another one of our Is It Really That Bad episodes coming with Ghoulies, Critters, and Munchies.
Well, I'll give you my taste on them. Munchies, I did not care for. Critters, I like the first one. I do like that new Shudder show. If you guys aren't watching that, I talked about it a little bit on the last show. Did you finish it, Brian?
It's real quick.
Okay. Zisa, is your TV on?
No.
All right. But yeah, I'm still halfway through it. I need to get back to it. I just got me one of those little Roku things. Now I can watch everything on my TV and not strain my eyes on my phone. But and the Ghoulies, I would say Lance didn't like it because he doesn't seem to like anything. And I love the Ghoulies. It was a movie that the quick little story. They were we knew Goonies was coming, but we didn't know what it was or anything. But then Ghoulies, I believe, came out before, if I'm mistaken. But so we're like, oh, this is it. And then when we sat and it came on, I'm like, I don't think this is Steven Spielberg. So we're like, okay, whatever. I loved it. Devil, pentagrams, evil stuff. I loved it. It's cheesy and stupid and everything, but I loved it. The second one, it's okay. I got the Blu-ray with both of them on it, so I really loved it. But I won't give I won't let Brian spoil it for you guys. It's a new episode. You guys can go check out Horror Returns. The reason I brought Brian in, you guys know he's also a wrestling mark like myself. Zisu, I'm getting him there. He's been to a live event over the holidays, and he watches a little bit, and he collects. Hey, what's that card Tops thing called?
Yeah, it's Tops app. It's Slam. And interestingly, you brought that up because I noticed today that they're planning like a whole week of releases leading up to, obviously, they ask you to make your predictions in the app. And if you win, they give you more funds in the game and stuff like that.
All right, yeah, I'll eventually figure that out. But we're here, WrestleMania 35, and we're gonna pick who we want that we think we should win. Doesn't mean we're right or anything, but some of these, we'll get to the main event because this year is the first ever Raw Women's Championship main event with Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte Flair. Triple threat match, and this is, I remember it was built up to everyone, especially everybody online. They just did not want a women's main event. Don't ask me why. I didn't care. I think it's going to be an awesome main event. So with that, how do you guys feel about a women's main event for WrestleMania?
I'm totally fine with it. If there was any women to do the main event, I think they picked the right three. I'm a little upset about the whole SmackDown Women's Championship thing. I thought that was unnecessary for Charlotte to have it, but I don't know. Maybe they're trying to combine championships.
Yeah, that I was when I saw the. I didn't actually see the. Well, I saw like. What you won, but I saw a picture first and I was like, okay, what happened? But I don't know. They always, Vince and everyone, always trying to shake things up around WrestleMania thing, but it got everybody talking. Hey, we're talking about it. So, but
yeah.
Zizi, you're not much of a mark yet. Let's say you're a mark in a mark in training.
All right.
I assume you don't have any hard feelings about women's main event, right?
Oh, yeah, no, not at all. But what I would say is, like, just what I do know, yeah, I mean, they've got the right people. It just seems like they didn't just throw anybody out there. It's three, you know, real big personalities. So, you know, should be good. And based on that live event that we went to, most of the match was Charlotte and Asuka, but then Becky Lynch came in. So, yeah, I mean, as far as my one experience live, you know, yeah, it was a great match. Like, I couldn't believe how much they gave us, considering you had that pay-per-view event the next night, right?
Yeah, we had TLC the next night. I mean, right. I was shocked as well. I was kind of like, they're going to, especially Charlotte and Asuka, because they both had matches the next night. I was like, they're going a little bit too hard. But, right. Hey, I mean, it's good. It's good they did, man. It was a good show. When you go to these live events, it's hit and miss if there's a lot of people, depending on where you live in the United States or where you live in the world. There was enough people in there to have a good time, and it didn't ruin it, but we had like plenty of room where we were sitting. So, but all right, I am on WWE.com. I'm just going to start from the bottom and go up. So, the first one, I don't know if this is going to be the order, but this is just the way I'm reading it. We got the WrestleMania's Women's Battle Royal. There's going to be a ton of gals in this. The one I am picking, I want her to win. She's been getting pushed a lot, and I did like her when she first came out in NXT. Nikki Cross. I don't know. She's cute and everything. I have seen the more glamour up pictures of her before she went all nuts and crazy. But the indie stuff was cool. I can't remember her name. But once she got to NXT and all this craziness and how she is in the ring, she's always just been, she caught my eye and just made me like her. I'm not saying she's the best in the ring, but as far as entertainment wise, and I think she can do it, but we'll see. Brian, who do you got? Did we lose him? Well, let's keep it rolling. Zisu, do you know any of them that are on there?
I'm familiar with most of the names. I kind of went back and forth as you were describing yours, and I think just based off of what I know, just skill wise, I think I'd pick Asuka to win it. There's other ones I would be like, oh, storyline, Carmella, and whatnot, but I think I'll pick Asuka.
All right, we're trying to get Brian. I don't know if he can hear us.
Can you hear me now?
Oh yeah, there you are. Oh,
okay, sorry, okay. Cut out for a second.
No, right. Who would you pick for the Women's Battle Royal?
Okay, this, she's definitely not winning, but I am a Liv Morgan fan. I love her. I love everything about her. I love her blue tongue. But I'm gonna have, if not her, Nez, I would go with Nikki Cross because I love her craziness, but I'm gonna go with the dark horse. I'm gonna go with Liv Morgan, Riot Squad.
If I had to choose out of them, I would go Sarah Logan. I like her, her whole big Viking character. Plus, she had a Viking wedding, so I just assume she really is cool. Viking. But out of those three, I like her. She's more of the big brute, so I'm cool. I'm gonna stick with what I got. Nikki Cross. So, all right, Nikki Cross for me. Liv Morgan for Brian. And I'm sorry, what'd you say, Zisu?
Asuka.
All right. Okay. Next one. What happened to Alexa Bliss? Why is she hosting it?
There's a lot of rumors that she's hurt again. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. If she's hurt, I don't know why they don't just say she's hurt. But that's one of the latest things I read, is that she re-injured herself.
All right. Okay, moving on. Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Brian, who are you taking?
I am going to take, and I don't know if this was officially announced, but if he returns, Bray Wyatt. I've seen some pictures of him recently. It looked like he lost some weight. He's got a new look with the hair. I think it's time for him to come back. He's had a long layoff. Congratulations to him. Him and what was the ring announcer? JoJo expecting a baby. So
wait, what?
Yeah, the ring announcer, JoJo.
Yeah,
they're together.
Okay. maybe he's a nice guy outside of the ring, but all right, that's news to me. I must not really keep up with the sheets, but okay. Zisu, who are you picking?
This one's easy for me because whenever I see this guy, I'm just so impressed with him. I got to go with Braun Strowman. To ever see him lose just seems impossible. That guy seems so unstoppable. I mean, I guess in this is the kind of thing where they're all in there, right? So if people could team up to take him down, right?
Yeah. I mean, there can be little alliances for a little bit and then...
Well, that's how they could get rid of him, I guess. But otherwise, I don't see how you realistically could stop that dude.
They usually do that when the really big guys come in. Everyone like teams up and then tries to get him, but it never works out. Sometimes it does, sometimes it don't. This is who I would pick. I mean, this isn't who I'm picking, but I would like to see him just because of he's got kids, and they just throw this guy all over the place. Heath Slater. the one man band. I am still waiting for the three man band. I don't know if they would ever would. I don't think it would work now since Jinder Mahal and what's his nuts, McIntyre. They got him doing other things, so probably not. But Heath Slater, he's entertaining. He always makes me laugh. But I am going with Jeff Hardy. I love Jeff Hardy, the charismatic enigma. So I'm all about him. Matt is back. If it came down to them two at the very end, I'm still going to root for Jeff. I don't know if it's going to go that way. But that's who I'm picking. I'm picking Jeff Hardy to win this one. So that's Jeff Hardy for me, Braun Strowman for Zisu, and what was yours, Brian?
Bray Wyatt.
All right. On to the next one, the Intercontinental Championship. Bobby Lashley takes on Finn Balor. I liked Lashley a while ago, back in the day, but in reality, I think Bobby Lashley would just run through Finn Balor, because Bobby Lashley is a big giant brute, and Finn Balor, he's in shape and he's probably quick, but I don't think so. But I am going to root for Finn Balor, and I wish they would bring back the Demon. So I know it takes forever for him to get in the ring, but I still like that. Brian, who are you picking?
I am going to agree with you, but I'm going to say they are going to bring back the Demon for this one. I think Finn Balor's, I think they're ready to push him instead of having him in these kind of lower level opening matches.
Yeah.
So I think the Demon will be back for WrestleMania.
Sweet. Zisu, who do you got?
Yeah, I'll go with Finn Balor too. I like when they do that Demon thing. The times I've seen it, I know he like just bowls through him. So do you think this could be one of those things where he like gets him in like minutes? It'll take him forever to get there, but then like not even 5 minutes and it'll be done.
I don't know. I mean, who knows? It depends on how quick these battle royals are.
Right.
Sometimes they just go over longer than they should go. And then they kind of hurry up the other matches. But I don't know. I mean, we'll totally see. Again, I don't know if this is the correct order it's going to go in, but they usually start off with the Battle Royals right from the beginning. So Finn Balor for all three of us.
Yep.
And fingers crossed that the Demon makes his appearance. I'm worried if, let's say he does appear as a Demon, and my fingers are crossed that he does, is he going to take like triple the time to get to the ring? Because you guys know WrestleMania has had that huge ramp that comes down to the ring. So I don't know. All right. WWE Cruiserweight Champion Buddy Murphy versus Tony. Is it Nice or Nisi?
Nice.
All right. Tony Nice. I like both of them. But I think it's Nice's time. So who do you got, Brian?
Buddy Murphy is going to retain. I think he's going to have a long championship reign. The guy is very talented, and I think he's going to keep it until they bring him up to, like, maybe Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah, true that. Lisa, who do you got? Or do you know any of them?
This is the first match where I'm not familiar with them. Usually I'm at least familiar with them from the Tops trading card app, and I do not remember seeing these guys. Maybe they're in there and I just didn't realize it, but yeah, I'll go with Buddy also, because it's showing, like you just said, he's holding the championship now, so I'll go Buddy.
All right, two for Buddy and me for Tony Nice. So all right, I hope everyone's writing this down, because I'll probably have to listen to it again when we're done.
Yeah.
Before next Sunday. All right. The next match, Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin. Kurt Angle's farewell match. I think he's going to win. I mean, it says it right there. True. Farewell match. I don't like this corporate or business Baron Corbin, whatever he is now. But Kurt Angle, he was cool back in the day, but I think it would only be right to just let him win if this is it. for him. So I'm going with Kurt Angle. Brian?
I agree with you. I'm going to go with Kurt Angle. But I'm hoping, since we have a week before WrestleMania, that this is the match that John Cena is involved in. Because I believe, when John Cena kind of had his big moment, his first big moment was against Kurt Angle back in the day.
Yeah, that was.
So I think that's what Kurt Angle deserves. I'm not a big fan of Baron Corbin, especially corporate dress clothes Baron Corbin. I don't know what's going on with all that, but I hope it's John Cena. But if it's still Baron Corbin, then Kurt Angle, I think he should go out with the win.
All right, Zisu.
Yeah, easy Kurt Angle, especially like you said, if it's his last match, how could they send him out a loser, you know? So yeah, easy Kurt Angle.
If Cena does come in, I might change it to Cena. I love Cena. So I know everyone.
Yeah. Has to, but they said he's supposed to be involved. So they haven't said how, and I think that this is the right way, because Baron Corbin, Kurt Angle, I don't think Kurt Angle deserves that. A lot of people are saying they're kind of giving him this throwaway match because of his time with TNA.
Yeah,
but I think he's earned his place. So
yeah, let's hopefully he goes on top. But if Cena is, we'll want to get to it, and we'll also give you guys a wrap up show after WrestleMania. Moving on, United States Championship, Zisu, your guy, Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Taking on, the 619's, Rey Mysterio. I gotta go Rey Mysterio, man. They're both vets and they're both amazing performers, but, I gotta show the Cali love. But then again, Samoa Joe is also from California, but I got to be down with the Brown and go Rey Mysterio. Brian?
I love Rey Mysterio. I always have, but I'm a big Samoa Joe fan. I think this is his time to have his WrestleMania moment. I want to hear that crowd chant, "Joe's going to kill you." And Joe for the win.
Nice. I love to hear that. Yeah, of course I got to go Samoa Joe. He's the guy I latched on to and was cheering. It was so fun at the event that we went to where everybody in the arena was against him and I was the only one for him. It was the funniest thing. So it seems like every time I've seen him on TV too, he's always losing. So I'd love to see him, like you said, get his moment.
Yeah, I was happy. I mean, because when we went into the live event, we weren't too sure who was going to be there. So I was happy that he was there and you got to see him live. So right on. All right, that's two for Joe and one for Rey Mysterio. On to the next one. Going to cut in really quick right now. DJ Thrills is going to give us his winners. He should have been on the show, but he got caught up doing other things. All right, here he is.
Hey, yo, this is I Am DJ Thrills, YouTube page, I Am DJ Thrills. That's IAMDJTHRILLZ. I'm here to give my WrestleMania 35 picks for E! Society. So check this out, man. I'm going to run through this women's battle royal, and I'm picking my girl Asuka. I think that they stripped her of the title for a reason. They're going to pump her back up for when Becky, Charlotte, and Ronda's over. Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, I'm going to pick my man Braun Strowman. I think they're doing him pretty dirty. He doesn't have a singles match, so he's going to be strong in that match. SmackDown Tag Team Championship between the Usos, Aleister Black, Ricochet, The Bar, Shinsuke, and Rusev. I got to go with the Gangsta Usos, man. They've been living up to hype. They've been doing their thing these past couple months, so I'm going to stick with them. Intercontinental Championship, I'm going to roll with Finn Balor. Finn Balor, he's going to be the up-and-coming star. He's been on the back burner for the last few months, so he got to get that Intercontinental title. Cruiserweight Championship, Buddy Murphy and Tony Nese. Buddy Murphy's been on a roll for the last year or so. I'm a roll with Buddy Murphy. I think he has that talent. United States Championship, Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio. I think Samoa Joe's just too strong. I like the David versus Goliath thing, but Samoa Joe hasn't had a great run yet since he's been in the WWE, so I'm going to continue with Samoa Joe. Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbett. Man, I think this is Kurt Angle's farewell tour, and he's going to destroy Baron Corbett. That's just my opinion. Women Tag Team Championship. Sasha Banks and Bayley versus Beth Phoenix, Natalya versus Nia Jax and Tamina versus the Iconics. I think Sasha Banks and Bayley gets this done. I can see Beth Phoenix and Natalya winning just to bring Beth Phoenix back, but I'm gonna roll with Sasha and Bayley. Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. Roman Reigns is the guy. He is the guy. That's my guy. Roman Reigns all the way. He's on a mission to get his title back. He's never lost it. He relinquished it. So Roman Reigns starts his journey to get his title back at WrestleMania 35. Falls Count Anywhere with Miz and Shane. I want to say the Miz is going to destroy Shane. Shane turned on the Miz. Miz wanted something good between them two. I think the Miz wins this out. No holds barred between Triple H and Batista. Triple H has never beat Batista. Batista says that, and that's part of his promo. Triple H will win this match, and he will continue to be Triple H. Universal Championship versus Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins. I'm going to roll with Seth Rollins on this. I think everybody's getting tired of Brock being a part-time champion. I think Seth, it's time. It's his time. They faced before in a triple threat match a while back in another WrestleMania. I think Seth gets the job done with a little bit of help from somebody. So be cautious of that.
Hold on. I'm going to jump there. Yo, Nez here. I'm going to jump in really quick. Isn't Brock going back to the UFC?
I think he is going back to the UFC. He signed a contract, but he's still under contract with WWE. I think that contract doesn't end for a while. So, because he signed that lucrative part-time contract just 2 years ago. So, I think it was a four-year deal.
And this is going to be basically a rematch from WrestleMania, was that 33?
No, it was WrestleMania 31.
Was it?
Yeah, WrestleMania 31 in San Francisco with Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns. Santa Clara, San Francisco, with Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and Brock Lesnar. And Seth Rollins snuck his way out to pin the guy, Roman Reigns, my guy. But that's for another story.
So he never beat Brock Lesnar. So no. This will be a good match, I think.
The WWE Championship between Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston. This is interesting, man. This is way interesting. I like Kofi Kingston. I just don't think he has enough to beat Daniel Bryan. I think they want Daniel Bryan to be the future of this company. Although he's a heel, his merchandise, his gear, everything has been rammed up. His sell percentages, his heelness, if that's what you want to call it, everything is skyrocketing high for the WWE with Daniel Bryan as champion. I didn't think it was going to be like that, but Daniel Bryan's his pop for being champion, his boos are at all-time high. I think Daniel Bryan gets it done just to save face for company. This is Raw, the main event, the Raw and SmackDown Women's Championship between Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, and Becky Lynch. Man, this is interesting. I'm still confused on why they had Asuka drop the title to Charlotte. I guess I understand why, because they wanted to be this main event to have two championship belts. If that's the case, they should have had Becky go to NXT and grab the NXT championship, and they would have had three belts on the line. But I get it. As far as Ronda Rousey and her contract issues and she's going to take a year off and all other stuff, I believe that's true. I think the schedule's too hard for her. I think she got in over her head. I don't think she knew what she was getting into. When she was at the UFC, it was every 6 months she fought, or maybe once a year. So this schedule's kind of rough for her. Obviously, and she's acting and doing all this other stuff too. So she's getting pulled in many different ways. Charlotte, I think Charlotte can win. But I think the mystique and the all the rumors about her being handed titles and her Ric Flair's daughter, they need someone who has nothing to lose. And that brings me to the man, Becky Lynch. I think she has nothing to lose. I think she's going to go in there with no titles and come out with two titles. And she will be the SmackDown Raw Women's Reigning Champion on both shows, defending titles against everybody. Those are my projections for WrestleMania 35. I am DJ Thrills. I'm out.
All right, next match, AJ Styles versus Randy Orton. I'm taking the Viper. Brian?
AJ Styles.
I'll go Randy Orton.
Yeah, we've seen this match before, so yeah. All right, see it again. Moving on, women WWE Women's Tag Team Championship champions. Bayley and Sasha Banks taking on Beth Phoenix and Natalya, taking on the Iconics and taking on Nia Jax and Tamina. Fatal four-way match. I like Bayley. I love Sasha, but I'm still rooting for, Samoan Mania, Nia Jax and Tamina. Brian.
I'm with you on that one. I hate the Boss and Hug connection. I hope they get retired in this match and we never have to see them again.
Lisa, who do you got?
I'll go with Sasha Banks and Bayley for this one.
Beth Phoenix is coming out of retirement. The Glamazon. She can wreck house. It'll be good to see her going up against Nia Jax, so we'll see. For some reason, I have a feeling the Iconics are going to win, but just to throw in the upset, but I'm still shooting for Nia Jax and Tamina. Two for Nia Jax and Tamina, Samoan Mania, and one for Bayley and Bank and Sasha Banks. On to the next one. You guys know where I'm going. We got Roman Reigns taking on Drew McIntyre. Of course, I got to go with my man, Roman Reigns. Brian?
Yep, I agree with you, Roman Reigns.
Yeah, it's got to be Roman Reigns. Feel good comeback story.
Yep, I like Drew McIntyre. I like that he just disappeared and then came back. A whole new character, so props to him, but I still got to go with Roman. All right, next one, we got The Money, Shane McMahon, taking on Mr. Hollywood, The Miz. Falls Count Anywhere match. I don't know if this is going to be the match that we had with Shane McMahon and who was it? Kurt Angle? Was that who it was, Brian, when they were throwing each other all over the place?
Oh, yeah, yeah, through the glass and stuff like that. Yeah.
Shane came down on his head hella hard. but I'm going with Shane McMahon.
I'm going to go The Miz. I think it's time for him to step up. You know, he's always been there for the company, and I think this might be one of the matches of the night.
Zisu?
I'll go Shane McMahon.
All right. Brian, question. Have you seen all the Marine movies?
No, I haven't.
I only seen the first one with The Miz. I haven't seen the newest or the latest one.
But yeah.
My favorite one is John Cena.
Yeah, that's the only one I've seen.
All right, on to this one. You know, he always has to worm his way into these matches. Triple H taking on Batista. No holds bars match. If Triple H wins, it's just going to be a pointless match. But I'm rooting for Batista because he disappeared in Infinity War. And I'm just rooting for him. Brian?
I'm going to go Drax for the win. Triple H is going to be retired.
Yes, got to be Batista. Got to be Drax. One of my favorites also. But I wouldn't be surprised to see it go the other way. So.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully Triple H just loses and stay in the back. I always say that every WrestleMania when he worms his way in there. On to the next one. I think this is going to be a good match, man. We're finally going to get to see it. Universal Champion, Brock Lesnar taking on Seth Rollins. We had that upset back at WrestleMania 32 when Seth Rollins cashed in his Money in the Bank contract He didn't beat Brock Lesnar because he was the champion at the time, WWE champion. But he ended up taking out Roman Reigns with a triple threat. It was an amazing match. I was at that WrestleMania, and I was cussing my ass off. My little son heard it all. I was hella mad. Shout out to my girl Sarah. She was there with us too. I left there mad. I thought this was Roman Reigns' time, but damn you, Seth Rollins. But yeah, but I'm going with Seth Rollins on this one.
Again, agree with you. Going with Seth Rollins. I think Brock Lesnar, after this, he's headed to UFC to fight Daniel Cormier to get that big money fight. So Seth Rollins.
Yep, exactly what you said. And I'll go Seth Rollins.
You're going to have to come back on after that fight because I do not even know who that other guy is.
Okay.
Really quick, do you think he has a chance?
Against Daniel Cormier? No. Daniel will probably knock him out. Daniel was a two-division champion, but he had to relinquish one of the belts. And he's currently the heavyweight champion. And that's actually his best weight class. So Brock will, I don't think he'll make it outside two rounds.
All right, you guys remember that. We'll come back on later when it's over. Next one, rounding it down to the last two matches. WWE champion, the new quote-unquote Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston. I think Kofi Kingston got robbed at Elimination Chamber, so I am going with Kofi.
Yep. Again, agree with you. It's Kofi's time. I think, what is he, 11 years in the business? Yep. 12 years, I think it's his time.
Yeah, he's had numerous belts, but never the big one. And I think it'll be a good match because they both went at it pretty good in Elimination Chamber. So
And I think with the crowd behind him, I think this would be an amazing WrestleMania moment if he wins the championship.
Yeah. Zisu.
Yeah, I'm also going to go Kofi Kingston. A little article that I have in front of me says that Xavier Woods and Big E won a tag team gauntlet match to get him here. That's interesting. So obviously they'll be there doing their New Day thing, right? Cheering him on.
Of course. shout out to Xavier Woods. He's tag teaming her. You guys know what I'm talking about. on to the main event that some people are upset about. Come on, guys, man. It's wrestling, man. Take it easy. Women can have their time, and this is it. This is history right here. A Raw Women's Champion, Ronda Rousey, taking on Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair, triple threat match. I think Ronda's just about done. So I don't know what all this craziness is going on Twitter. I know it's all just a part of the show and everything. Becky Lynch is the man. But I love Charlotte Flair. But I kind of have a feeling Becky Lynch is going to win. But I am going to go with the queen, Charlotte Flair.
Everybody knows I'm a big Ronda Rousey fan. I love when she – I was waiting for it. I love when she turned heel. I love her whole promo, you know, damn the man, screw the woo. I like that they're getting her husband involved because that guy needs to do something because his MMA career is not looking too good. But I think it's Becky's time. So, yeah, the man for the win.
Yep, and that's where I'm going to. I'm going to go with Becky Lynch. It seems like the storyline fits her.
All right, everyone, that's two for the man and one for the queen. Ronda, I love you. What you did for MMA, UFC, whatever you guys want to call it. I did like her in a little movie role she had. For you Anchor listeners, I just did a Blu-ray update, and I talked about Mile 22. Ronda Rousey was in that. I wish she would have been in a little bit longer, but, hey, we can't have everything. You see that one, Brian?
Yeah, and you would have thought she would have been more badass. I don't. It's a small little thing in the movie, but like when you first get introduced to her, and there's like somebody trying to run out the house, yeah, and she just horse collars him and slams it to the ground. I was like, oh shit, we're about to get some badass Ronda Rousey. No,
so. That didn't happen. So, but yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, I kind of have a feeling that she's just she's done what she's done. Maybe she just wants to relax, because I know there was she wants to have a family. She is pretty young still, so.
She's got to be on that Total Divas.
But that's all. They're like way, way behind on that one. I tapped out. I love Nikki Bella, but she was killing me. And Natty was always crying, and I just couldn't handle it no more.
I've never seen a whole episode, so I don't know.
I tried Total Bellas. That was bad. I love the Paige got on there, but that was wild and crazy, Paige. I don't know if she's still wild and crazy, because if you saw the video, you know how wild and crazy she is.
But, yeah, they need to give her own show.
Did you see her movie?
No, not yet. Not yet.
I loved it. I thought it was cool. All right, everyone. That is the whole WrestleMania 35 card. Not sure if it's going to be in the order we went in, but it's going to be it, man. It's going to be awesome. MetLife Stadium, New Jersey, and it will be awesome. I cannot wait. Do you watch it live, or do you wait until it's going?
Me and my son, it's kind of started to become like our kind of tradition, so we watch it live.
I do too. Last year I didn't watch it live because I was on the road, but I stayed off everything social media and didn't want to. And I actually made 2 days before I got to see
wow.
it. So, but I am totally ready for this one, and it's going to be awesome. So everyone, if you guys are wrestling marks like Brian and I and our junior Mark in training,
yes.
Thank you guys for listening. Brian, let everyone know where you guys are at, because you, brother, are all over the place.
Yes. Of course, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Podbean, Stitcher, and all social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
All right. Hey, Brian, man, you're always welcome, brother. You're one of the official members of East Society.
Yep. Thank you.
So, yeah, we'll be back on with more sports in this. Once basketball, really quick, how was your bracket?
Oh, for college?
Yeah.
I don't have one. I'm way behind in college, and I couldn't even give you a bracket if I tried.
How's your Rockets?
They're doing good. It's just we still can't just have one man scoring 50 points and think we're going to go win the championship. So honestly, it hurts me to say, but I think it's another championship for Golden State.
You think they're going to make it to the West Finals?
Yeah, I think it'll be Golden State and Houston in the Western Conference Finals. But I think we need other people to step it up, or I don't know.
There's no way that Golden State didn't learn from last year the way they were pushed to 7. I can't see them letting that happen again.
Yeah, I see Golden State winning the series with Harden averaging like 55 points a game.
Right.
So
exactly.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. But
yeah, real quick, I wanted to put on record. I sent you this earlier, Nez, but in our little bracket we did for the March Madness, the Final Four set, and as far as like who got what right, I got one right, Texas Tech. Courtney got one right, I can't remember what he got, and you and Jay didn't get any of the Final Four right, so it's tough.
My team got I wanted a UNR to go all the way. I was just rooting for friends of mine that went to UNR, and they didn't even come close. They got blown out in that first game, and my bracket busted. So that's the first time I've done it. So next year I will do it again, and I probably won't even again. I won't know what the hell I was picking or what.
Right.
Yeah. But I am a Golden State Warrior fan this season. If you guys are faithful listeners, you already know. But as soon as they go across to the bay, I am jumping off. So, but hey, Brian, man, thank you so much for coming on, brother, man. It's always good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Again, WrestleMania 35 happening Sunday, April 7th, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific at MetLife Stadium, East Rutherford, New Jersey. There is tickets left. I wish I could be there. I spent too much money in Seattle. So,
yep.
Who knows? Maybe it'll be closer. But a quick preview, Brian. I cannot wait till we're all in Texas at Texas Frightmare.
It's coming up real soon.
Yeah, it is, man. I just got goosebumps thinking about it. We're gonna party.
Yes, we are.
So, but all right, guys, that's gonna be it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Do listen to our anchor episodes. We got a ton on there. I'm gonna throw my Blu-ray update on there pretty soon, and this will come out shortly. So this is, what did I say, episode 140 or 141? 140. That's what this one is. Yeah, I don't know. Zisu always keeps track of everything. So, all right, guys, we are out of here. Thank you so much for listening. Do listen to the Horror Returns, and we're out of here. Zisu, take us out.
All right, thanks everybody. Have fun, be safe, and here's to the showcase of the Immortals.